As we continue to look at Yeshua's response to the Sabbath and how it was being instructed, we see that he was challenged by the Purushim and the Torah teachers looking to entrap him. In previous segments, we looked at him being confronted when he healed someone and in relation to his Talmidim's picking of food from the fields. Both instances occurred on the Sabbath. We derive that the most basic of needs do not violate the Sabbath. In order for one to truly partake in the joy that is the Sabbath, their health and basic needs should be satisfied. This applies not only to the individual, but also to animals. It says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10 that even your livestock are also to rest and be part of the Sabbath. When we look at what was construed as work, according to the oral law and the intent of the Sabbath, a conflict such as milking cows would arise. On one hand, the action required for milking cows was considered work. However, on the other hand, if cows are not milked, they would be in significant discomfort and therefore not be able to properly rest. The point is that there are certain things that take precedence over the Sabbath. Earlier, I had mentioned basic needs such as food and health. One area that takes precedence over the Sabbath is safety. When engaged in war, it is neither wise nor appropriate to partake in the Sabbath. Such action would likely result in defeat. Another situation where the Sabbath is superseded is Brit Milah, or circumcision. Leviticus chapter 12 and verse 3. On the eighth day, the baby's foreskin is to be circumcised. This takes precedence over the Sabbath because you are bringing a new life into the covenant that can now enjoy the Sabbath as well. Sabbath is a gift that Adonai gave to Israel when he brought them out of Egypt and reiterated the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No other nation has ever received such a gift that links them with creation. Next time we will look at the eternal nature of the Sabbath. Many view it as part of the law, but it actually precedes the giving of Torah to Israel. We will look at this eternally ongoing dynamic of Adonai next time. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom, thank you for listening.